Hey, y'all. Welcome to Let's Talk Life XL on Mixed Talk Radio. I'm so excited to be in the studio. I have a brand new guest with me. I have Andrina Phillips, CEO of Keep It Moving with Andrina. So, Andrina, will you please introduce yourself?
I sure will. Hey, 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 it's your favorite Andrina. Hey, Shantae, thanks for inviting me to the show. I'm so excited about today's interview.
Me too. We have a good conversation coming up. We're going to be talking about dumping the baggage, because every March I do a health and wellness series. I've just realized that, you know, our mental health is very important. And for me, it came on the back end of a divorce. So I really got to sit down with myself and really think, am I mentally healthy in this season? If not, then what are some of the things that I can do to be more mentally strong, mentally apt? What can I do to really be in that journey and get to those destinations? And mental health and wellness was like key for me. So this series is Dump the Baggage. We're talking about low self-esteem, and man, there, this conversation is going to go all kinds of ways. But before we get into it, Andrina, please tell us about your business and where we can follow you at.
Okay, so my name is Andrina Phillips. I'm a master life strategist, and what I deal with is personal development. I'm also a motivational speaker, a published author, and my brand and my business name is Keep Moving with Andrina. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm Andrina K. Moving. YouTube, Keep Moving with Andrina.
I love it. Now, you're part of Mixed Talk Radio.
I am enjoying Mixed Talk. I'm having a good time learning, having fun, building my brand out there in Houston, and just the opportunity. And thanks, Shantae, for sharing your platform. I really do appreciate you. We've never met, and you just said, hey, come on, let's go. And so I really, truly appreciate it. I'm having such a fun time. And my show is Thrive with Andrina.
Now, what's the premise of your show?
My show is to empower, inspire, and motivate you to your next level of living, owning your greatness because it's your birthright. Simply put, is that your footprints have value. Own it.
Oh, I love that. Your footprints have value. I mean, the places that we've been, the people that we've connected with, all of that adds value in the grand scheme of things. You know, we think, oh, you know, one little smile won't do anything. Yes, it may save, literally like save somebody's life, just smiling at them. Maybe they woke up and felt like, you know, nobody even notices me. I feel invisible. Nobody even knows I'm here. And then you recognize them and you give them a smile. I mean, just the smallest of things we think are the biggest things to someone else. So I love your show. I've listened to your show and your guests. Oh, it's amazing. And we're going to get into today's topic, which is dumping the baggage. We're going to be talking about low self-esteem. Now, when you saw that topic, why did that topic resonate with you?
Because I once was that woman. Y'all see the bold woman now. Y'all see the confident woman now, the fearless woman. But I used to be the woman with low self-esteem. Didn't know who I was, didn't know my value, didn't know my worth, didn't know where I was going.
Yeah, I can relate. And that's why I picked the topic myself, because I've, you know, battled with low self-esteem, you know, in different areas of my life. And I think sometimes we don't really realize that there's more than one area in life that you can have low self-esteem in. You can have low self-esteem in your business confidence. Do you really believe that what you're doing in your business is impactful or the solution to someone else's problem? Because that's what your business should be, a solution. Do you have confidence when it comes to your vocation, your career? You know, are you putting yourself out there in front of those who can get you to the next level? Do you have low self-confidence in your relationships, whether they're platonic or love interests? Do you really show up as your full, authentic self? Now, when it comes to authenticity, how do you revel in it?
Revel in authenticity. I just feel like whenever you show up, you should just be you in any setting that you're in. Now, whether they accept it or not, now this comes from doing the work. Now, before, you know, we would dim the light. But now, once you understand your story, that's why you have to do the work. Show up just being you, regardless. People either get it or they don't. That's just how I feel about it, you know, and that is something that I had to learn in personal and in business. You know, you just have to show up just being you, and whoever is there, whoever needs you, whoever your tribe is, they're going to gravitate to you.
I love that you said it start with doing the work. Mm-hmm. Those are the things, you know, it get kind of ugly. We talked about this one in the last, in the earlier series. Yes. Guilt, you know, sometimes we don't really want to address the things that are the underlying issue. Now, I'm country. I'm from, you know, the southern part of Texas. And we don't say the root, we say the root. You got to get to the root of things. And sometimes it's ugly. Or it's still painful because more healing needs to take place. So we really want to like kind of dim the light, like you say, and say, well, you know what? I'll deal with that later. I'll get to that part when I really want to get to the next level in my career. I'll deal with that part later. Right now, I'm going to focus on right now. But sometimes we do have to look in the past to really heal those things. Now, when you say identifying those key factors, how is that important to your development?
Because this is what I tell my clients. People always say, you know, you got to deal with your past. I say, sit with yourself. You got to sit with yourself. Even in those ugly places, even in those broke places, you got to sit with yourself. That's the only way you will get to learn your story, your journey, and your purpose. All of that comes when you take time out to sit with yourself and learn why you made those choices, why you had those behaviors, why you had those attitudes. All of that plays a major story in your development, in your growth. It really do. And once you tap into that and do the work, sit with yourself, learn your ins and outs, then you can be able to tell your story more confident. Then you're able to show up in the world more confident. Then you understand your value. And when you understand your value, you won't sit at each and every table. You won't entertain everybody. You won't allow everybody to be in your space. You don't want me to walk that dog with you, Shante, on today?
Walk that dog. Walk that dog. Walk it. Because we need to get to that place where we're very honest. You know, I'm going to keep saying it every episode in this series. Mm-hmm. The one person we cannot lie to is ourselves, and our behavior speaks to what we believe. So if we're telling ourselves one thing, but we're behaving in another way, our behavior is indicative of what is an indicator. Our behavior shows what we believe in. Do you really believe that you can achieve the goal? Do you really believe you are beautiful inside and out, right? Because if you if you don't believe that, your behavior is going to speak for it. But I'm all for walk the dog, because when I go out and speak, I tell everybody, you know, when I was going through that season of transition and really I call it the quiet place. That's what I call it, because it is. I think a lot of us have been in the quiet place and we don't realize it. It's when there is no one around. It's just you and your creator or you and your thoughts. And I really feel like that is the time life is giving you an opportunity to slow down and really be able to evaluate where you are so you can evolve. You can move into the person that your creator in life want you to be, because we're all about the destination.
Absolutely.
We're less about the becoming. We have to become that person that can handle that positioning within that next destination. So I tell everybody, you know, sitting with myself for me was sitting outside in my driveway, really addressing those things, saying, hey, I see you hurt. I see you bitterness. I see you resentment. Whatever I was dealing with, I acknowledged its presence. And that's a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge it, because we're like, well, if I acknowledge it, then I got to own it. No, you accept it because it's there. It's reality. Mm-hmm. How do you balance reality versus growth?
One thing you have to do is that you have to remove the mask and you have to unbecome in order to become. And that's where you do the work. Just like you said, you owning every emotion that shows up. You're owning everything that you're going through. You're owning it. And a lot of times what people tend to do is to just show up and say, no, I'll deal with that later. Or no, I don't want to deal with that. Or we'll sweep it up under the rug. But life, one thing I can tell y'all about life, it's going to show you. It's going to come as a whisper. And if you don't hear it, it's going to come as a bullhorn. It's going to make you pick and choose. Are you going to stay stuck or are you going to grow? And at the end of the day, at the beginning of the morning, the choice is up to us. And that what makes the difference. When you're ready to grow, when you're ready to go to that next level, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're going to remove the mask. You're going to sit with yourself and you're going to own every step of your story, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
I love that you said that because we have to embrace change. Have to, you know, we all want to be this person, whether we see it in our minds or not, or whether we believe we could be there, you know, that person or not. Maybe it's more confidence when you show up to work every day, you know, just in your career and saying, you know what, I will apply for the job. You know, we can kind of just devalue ourselves and then we project that as someone else's devaluation of us. But really, it's coming from internally. So when we sit down and we say, okay, you know what? Life is going to continuously change, whether I change with it or not.
Absolutely.
I can go kicking, like you said, I can go kicking and screaming. Or I can just go on, go,
Surrender. Just surrender to the process. Just let it go. Let it go. Because until you let it go and until you own it, you're going to keep being like them old Israelites, keep going around that wall over and over and over again on an 11-day journey. And it took them 40 years to get there.
Yeah, and I was listening to a speaker, and he was saying that there were, you know, that that was their quiet place. See, this is, man, I'm all about alignment. But that was literally, the desert was their quiet place because they had to be unbecome slaves.
Yes.
So that they can become free.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But you can't be free with a slave mindset. Because you're going to, because
your work comes in.
Exactly.
That's where your work come in. The mindset. That's where your work come in.
Exactly. And your behavior, you go in, you're supposed to be free, but you got this slave mindset. Your behavior, you're going to behave like a slave.
Yes.
So
yes.
When
opportunities are too.
Exactly. When you, when opportunities present themselves, you're going to think, oh no, I can't do that. That's not for me. That's above me. But no, you're free now. So you have the freedom to choose whether or not you want the opportunity or not. So how is embracing change one of your key to successfully elevating your low self-esteem?
Letting go of the restrictions. Stop putting yourself in a box. Stop limiting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Stop limiting yourself and stop putting those restrictions on you from you leaping forward. And a lot of times what happens to us, we talk ourselves out of it. We backpedal. We say, no, this ain't for me. And it is for you. And it is for us. Or we put our blame or insecurity on somebody else. But when you get in that place, you have to look at it and say, what makes me think that I can't go forward? What makes me think I can't have this position? I can't run a business. I can't be a motivational speaker. This, what we do, is not easy. A lot of people look at the glitz and the glamour of it, but they don't understand it takes courage. And sometimes when we're going through, we still have to go forth. We still have to confidently show up in our purpose, in our lane. We still have to show up. And that right there, when you just do it, when you just decide, when you take responsibility and just show up, no matter how it looks, that's you building that confidence. That's you believing in yourself. That's you owning your greatness. You own your greatness. You build your confidence as you go through the storm. That's how you do it.
I love that. We were talking about transition in one of the earlier conversations in this series. And, you know, just to reiterate on that, you know, a lot of us need transformation during transition. We think the transition is the change externally, but transition is the change internally. So that so we can be free to fully show up. Because if I'm, say, for instance, I do get the job promotion. Now I have to speak in meetings once a week. But what if I'm not confident that what the work that I created to present is not good enough? Then I get into self-doubt, which is one of the symptoms of low self-esteem, self-doubt, right?
Absolutely.
So it just, it's a matter of, I love what you're saying, it's just the transforming, the unbecoming to become. So So then once we do become, we can really fully, and I think now as we talk, you know, for me, the light bulb is just going ding, 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 right? I don't even think that's a light bulb, right? That's not a light bulb. Uh-huh. Okay. That's a bell. Okay, that's a bell.
That's a bell. Oh, that's a bell. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay,
it's
so all good. The bell is going ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Because that is the key to being able to embrace change.
You know, it's funny that you said that because I used to be 338 pounds and I was a size 28, right? So I've been on this wellness journey for like 3 years. But people think that the wellness journey or losing weight is all about just the physical aspect of it. But when you walk that journey, it's the whole aspect of you as a whole person. And so I got down all the way down to a size 12, right? But I could not identify who she was because I had got so accustomed to the big woman, the one that was broken, the one that was overweight, the one that was like had the mask. And so when I started picking up the weight, I realized that I didn't transform or transition when I lost the weight. The outside lost the weight, but the mindset was still the big girl, the broken girl. So I only picked up, listen now, y'all, I only picked up 40 pounds out of the 138 now, but she done lost 21 pounds of it because I realized where I didn't transition and transform the hold Andrina. You understand what I'm saying? So it does. Yeah. It really plays a major part in you growing and you transforming.
No, I totally understand because this last year I went on a weight loss journey myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get to a place and you wonder, why am I so unhappy? You know, I just felt unhappy like all the time. And I thought, you know, man, it's because of what I'm putting into my body. Right. Yeah. Because then it got to the point where I'm standing in the mirror and I'm pinching little parts and, you know, you're turning, you're getting your angles in. And I'm like, you got to stop this. Because the one person that should be able to compliment you is you.
Is you.
Because I'm doing all of this before I even get out the house.
Right.
So I'm already sabotaging. Exactly. I'm already sabotaging my own confidence before I give anybody or life the opportunity to do so. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, life presents several opportunities to be offended. Yes. So the one person we should be looking out for is us. We have to look out for ourselves. I realized that, man, this is a mindset thing more than it is a weight thing. And I got my mind together and I started loving myself, you know, if I lost a pound or if I gained a pound, because, you know, that journey you lose and then you gain the next week and you're like, oh, my God. But I kept.
And then you got to deal with folks.
Exactly.
Then you got to deal with people because then when you start feeling cute, looking cute, everybody ain't gonna let you have that freedom now. So I said they ain't gonna let you have that one now. They ain't gonna let you have that one.
Sometimes it's the mind that needs to lose the weight before the body can lose the weight. Absolutely. So when you said, "Do you understand?" I fully connected with that because I've been down that journey. And you know, the piece of it was the mental transformation, the mental shift and transition. How important is a growth mindset?
It's very important. I be talking about the growth mindset all the time. Everybody's looking at me like, whatever, Andrina. People don't realize that there's two different mindsets. There's the fix and there's the growth. And I simply put it like this. The fix means you want to stay stuck. The fix means it's only one way, this is how it's going to be. The growth, the fix is they can't take a loss. They'll look at it as a loss and they'll stay stuck there. Whereas a growth mindset will say, you know what? I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to gain the lesson and I'm going to keep growing and I'm going to keep growing. So if that means change got to come in my life, I'm going to accept the change. I'm going to embrace the change. A growth mindset person is open to the change. They're not going to look at the loss as a loss. They're going to look at it as a lesson and they're going to say, what do I need to learn from this lesson so that I can go to the next level? I be trying to tell them that all the time. So I say, they be like, it's Andrina.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I have seen the impact of having a fixed mindset. Some people may call it the finite goal. When people have when they go through life just to make another goal. But life is infinite. There are so many different possibilities and outcomes that we could encounter. And I always say this, growth mindset, when I look in the past, my past can do three things. I can get healing from it. I can grow from it. and it gives me experience. So my past is valuable. My past has value, and it's shaped me to who I am at this point. So the positive aspects about me came through my experiences from my past.
That's how you're able to, that's the one thing that people always ask, you know, Andrina, how can you be like that? Be bold. Because my past taught me how to be resilient. It taught me how to have tenacity. It taught me how to make a decision. I'm either going to come out this mud or I'm not. Because nobody's coming to rescue me, not unless I'm going to say, you know what, let me come on out of this. So yes, your past plays a part, but you don't stay there. It plays a part, but you don't stay there. Now we're in the middle of our story, so we get to write our story how we want to.
Right. And it's having a balance between the past and the future, absolutely. Right? We can't be so future-oriented that we don't deal with the current phase we're in, because then we miss these lessons. We miss this healing. We miss these experiences, because this moment will become the past.
When you do the work, it's a lifelong commitment. It's not just for a season. It's not just for a year. It's just not for a day. We are constantly evolving in our growth, but it's up to us whether we want to continue to grow or not. And some people don't want to grow. Some people just want to stay stuck.
And see, I can't stay stuck with you. Again, you have to be your you have to be your number one cheerleader. You have to champion for yourself sometimes. And that's not selfishness.
That's what we was taught. That's what we was taught. You got to do everything for everybody else. And then when it comes your time, everybody done ate off of your back, ate at your table, and you the main one starving. And then when you say, I'm tired of feeding y'all, everybody get upset with you.
Exactly. And it's just like, you know, you have to be in a mindset to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. Hey, if you want to stay stuck, that's fine. I'm not going to judge you because I have some stuck places in my life, because none of us are perfect. So there are areas in my life right now that, you know, I'm getting unstuck from, but it's a behavior. What am I doing to be in that position that I want to be in? What am I doing to become the woman that I want to be? Because that's what evolution is. The caterpillar knows that it'll be a butterfly. It doesn't beat itself. Exactly. It doesn't beat itself up because it's not a butterfly yet. Mm-hmm. It says, okay, I will go into transition at one stage of my life. It will be uncomfortable. It will be tight. Those are the places where we maybe address some things. This is where we're getting unstuck, doing the work, walking the dog, whatever y'all want to call it. Right? Come on with it.
Right.
Not only am I becoming, but I get to be my end goal. I get to be the butterfly, and the butterfly a lot freer. The butterfly has more opportunities than the caterpillar. The caterpillar is on one level, and the butterfly is soaring high on another level.
But you know, that's what I try to say to people, is that's why experience come in your life. Experience come to show you what you need to let go, what you need to change, and what you need to do in order for you to go to the next level. But when the experience comes, we always want to say, no. You said that you want to become. So in order for you to become, the experience got to show up to see, do you want to stay here or do you want to grow? You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do. This is my thing. And this is my thing because this is something that I partake in daily. Building your self-esteem is a daily thing. And sometimes during certain seasons of our lives, it's an ongoing thing throughout the day, because there are some seasons that really test you, and they test what you made out of. Do you know, are you really resilient? So let the bills pile up, the kids act up, the husband act up, the job act up. So
and
all
still run a business.
Exactly.
Still running a business.
Exactly. Can you get up every day and put a smile? Not because you're faking it, but because you're grateful for the things that are working out.
People think that because they see us, Shantae, right? Influencers, motivators, owning our own business, living out our purpose, they think that experiences stop with us. That's not true. Everything still hit us just like everybody else, but we make a conscious decision, a choice to still get up, to still find gratitude, to still show up. Is it easy? It's not easy. It's not easy. They see the glitz and the glam. And when you say being in a season where the attack is coming left and right, that's the season I'm in now, but I refuse to back down because I know where I came from and I know where I have to go. So if the tax is coming, as long as I keep moving, keep growing, keep watering, they can't stop it. And that's what I try to tell everybody. Just keep going. Keep getting up. Keep dressing up. Keep showing up.
I like that because sometimes it's just really, and I know people be like, self-care is, you know, go get a manicure. Man, I'm not against that. Don't get me wrong. Y'all, I am not against a good mani-pedi. Right. But sometimes self-care can be getting dressed up, like putting on some clothes, getting your hair done or fixing your hair, putting your makeup on, and really just stepping out, even if you by yourself. But sometimes self-care can differ depending on the person.
It's really open. Like, self-care can be your personal development. Self-care can be a relaxing day, wearing your makeup, getting dressed. Self-care is what you want. Self-care is what you want and the level that you're going to.
I love that. Now, before we come to the end of the show, Andrina, please tell us again, your business, your radio show, how can we support you and tune in to you every week?
All right, you can catch me at Keep Moving, M-O-V-I-N, with Andrina on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm Andrina K. Moving. I have a Facebook group called The Growth Lounge with Andrina. That's where I do a lot of personal development on the side with the ladies. We really get involved with that. I challenge them to show up. You can also catch me Saturdays on Thrive with Andrina at Mix. 12:30 Central Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. And hey, you can also go to my website, keepmovingwithandrina.com. Visit it. Let me know what y'all thinking out there.
You are on point this whole conversation. Just talking with you was very, very, thank you, ma'am. Very refreshing. And, you know, I really hope these words have empowered you to just show up as you. And like Andrina said, your tribe, they will accept you or not. Thank you guys for tuning in to Let's Talk Life XL on Mixed Talk Radio. You can catch me every Saturday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's www.mixedtalkmedia.org. You can also find Andrina, Thrive with Andrina, on Mixed Talk Radio at www.mixedtalkmedia.org. Her show comes on every Saturday at 12:30 Central Standard Time. Bye, y'all.